this. Let us pray. God, speak your word to us, a lamp unto our feet, so we may know your ways. Light upon us, so we can see your path. Your light upon us, so we can help you. Shine your love into this world. Amen. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. God says, day after day, my people seek me. They ask of me righteous judgment. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is that the fast I choose just to grovel? Will you call that a fast, something God cares for? Is not this fast the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own skin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. If you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. Hear the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Listen for the living word of God. As you hear the good news from Matthew's Gospel, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." If salt would ever lose its taste, how could its saltiness be restored? It wouldn't be good for anything. You just throw it out and it would be trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Who in the world lights a candle and then hides it under a bushel? So, let your light so shine that others may see in the light of your good works and glorify God. The Gospel of the Beloved, Jesus Christ. You don't need to be enlightened. You are light. You just need to learn how to let it shine. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, flowing out from God, and through the Word all things were created, and what came into being through the Word was life, and that life is the light of every single person. It's not your behavior, it's not your accomplishments, it's not what you believe, it's not your religion, it's your being that is the light, the Word made flesh, the light of the Word, and therefore the light of the world. All you have to do to shine with the light of God is simply be yourself. That's it. Just be authentic to who God creates you to be, and there is that light. You don't have to become anything. You don't have to practice any new skill. You just have to open the windows to what's already there. And sometimes you see that. You see somebody just being themselves. It's beautiful. Right? Sometimes one of our kids in worship will come up and just sit here on the step. Or they'll dance around during the hymn. And they're just being themselves. And it's beautiful. It shines with light. When people come up and light these prayer candles, we don't know what they're praying for, but they're praying. And it shines. Sometimes we intend to shine that light. We offer that light to somebody else. Sometimes, like for instance, one of you goes to sit with somebody whose spouse is having surgery. You just sit. You're just there. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to get it right. But your presence shines with light. And like Jesus says, you put it on a lampstand and the light fills the house. One of our members has suffered a profound brain injury. And if you want to go visit her at the nursing home, you're prepared to have this conversation with somebody who's lost all their cognitive functions, but they can still talk. So you'll have a conversation, and it might not make any sense at all. And that doesn't matter, because it's not the ideas, it's your presence that matters. You're just there, and it shines with light. Sometimes it's our most vulnerable moments when those windows open, when that light shines out. Week after week, we come up here to the microphone and people share their prayers. And so often, when they're honest, when you are honest about your hopes and your concerns, your wounds and your fears and your faith, it's so beautiful. Not because it's especially wise or articulate or inspiring, but because it's you. Because it's who you are. That's all it takes. The world won't like that. Jesus is continually teaching us to live in a way that runs exactly contrary to what the world teaches. And sometimes, when we're really honest about who we are, the world will, at best, not respond, and sometimes respond harshly. Sometimes we're uncomfortable, for instance, around people on the street who are homeless, because they have no pretending going on. They're just who they are, and it makes us uncomfortable. Maybe because they're a little weird, and maybe because they're exactly like us. And we're afraid of who we really are. There's a little part of me that's out of control and irresponsible and fallen apart and broken and confused. And as long as I don't stand on the street poorly dressed and talk like that, everybody thinks it's okay. But sometimes when people are just being themselves, the reason society reacts against that is because it's so powerful. Otherwise, we wouldn't care. Sometimes it's our vulnerability that is the opening of that window that allows our light to shine. And despite all the resistance of the world, the miracle is you can't harm light. You can cover it, you can hurt the source of the light, but the light itself, you can't hurt light. When you shine your light into the world, it shines. And it fills the whole house. In a Midwestern city a while back, there was one of those all too common tragic shootings. I don't know whether it was just regular old street crime or one of those way too frequent incidents where the police shoot some unarmed black person. But whatever it was, it raised the ire of the community, and it was in the news, and it was a big deal for a day. The next day, there was a young woman, teenager named Molly, who showed up that afternoon out on the sidewalk where the shooting had happened. And she had a candle, and she lit the candle, and she just sat there on the sidewalk. She didn't say anything. She didn't have a sign. She just sat there with her grief and her prayers and her hope and her love. Some people looked at her funny. Some people thought that was sweet. Into the afternoon and the evening, until her candle had burned all the way down, she had a second candle. And she lit the second candle and sat there with her candle till close to midnight. Just there with her prayers and her concern and her passion and her heart, just being there, shining her light. The next day, on Wednesday, she was there again. That afternoon, she showed up, had another candle, lit it, sat there. And that day, somebody joined her. And they both sat there through two candles, late into the evening. The following day, a whole bunch of people came. And a bunch of them brought candles. And they were all lined up along the sidewalk. They just sat there silently, and they prayed, they meditated, they looked at the passersby. Whatever they did, they were just being themselves in that place, bearing witness to that light. There was no organization. There was no planning. There were no announcements. There was no schedule. I don't think an email went out. But the next day, according to police estimates, something like 400 people showed up, many of them with candles. They didn't fit. They had to move down the street to a park. There was no program. There was no plan. Molly didn't see that coming. They asked her to speak, and so she stood up on a little low wall, and she said about four sentences about how it's important to shine your light. And they all just sat there in the park with candles, silently, for hours. She had told the crowd this is the last night she was going to do that, and everybody sort of took that as a cue, and that was kind of the end of it, and that town went on and returned to normal, and life went on. Until a couple weeks later, there was a council meeting, and one item on the agenda had something to do with guns or violence or racism or police training or something that related to this incident. And completely unexpectedly, in addition to all the people who always show up at council meetings, like 200 people came to the council meeting. They had to move the meeting to a big auditorium. And they all talked about the Mollies, those people who had shown up, all because of one person who just shone her light, didn't demand anything, just was present. We don't know. I don't imagine that that evening, that council meeting, ended violence or racism in that town. I don't know that it shifted their policy on guns or police training or whatever the issue was. But I do know that the light shone in the darkness, and a lot of lives were changed. I think that's all Jesus was about. Jesus was just shining his light. And he saw God's light in every single person. And he treated them all as if they were God's light. And he was asking them all, inviting us all, to take all of the shades and all of the coverings and all of the bushel baskets off of all of our light. And for some people who had been cast as those who were lowly, he was inviting them to get up on a lampstand and let that light shine throughout the house. And for some who had too much power, who abused that power, he was inviting them to take off all those coverings of power and reveal their actual, true, divine light. He shone a light that threatened a lot of people who were in power. That got him killed. But you can't harm light. It kept shining. I think that's what we remember when we come to this table. On his last night, Jesus gathered with his disciples and he said, "This is me. This is who I am. I'm giving who I am to you. I love this meal because it's a Passover meal. It's all about the Israelites getting free from slavery because I like that. So I'm doing that. I like gathering. I like feeding. I like being together. I like praying for one another. So I'm giving you that. Here's my light." He took the bread and he said, "This is who I am. Take it." He took the cup and said, "This is who I am. Drink of it. Let that light fill you and become you until you just shine with the light that God gives you, the light that you are. And even death can't put that light out. All you have to do is just be who God creates you to be. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it." Will you pray with me? God, we thank you for this miracle that each one of us is light made flesh. Help us to be true to your light in us. God, we give you thanks. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.